I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. On Wednesday, Governor Matt Bevin's campaign requested an official re-canvass after the general election. Secretary of State Allison Ludnigan Grimes' office says it has received a written request asking for the re-canvass of all precincts in all Kentucky counties. Joining me right now is UK law professor and Kentucky election law expert Joshua Douglas to talk about the path forward and what other options the governor might have, starting, of course, with a re-canvass.
Essentially, that's just a check of the machine totals to make sure the machine totals are giving the same numbers. The likelihood of this changing the results to any significant margin is extremely slim. Previously, recanvasses have only changed the numbers by a handful of votes, certainly not to the 5,000 level. And then the only other thing he could do is actually contest the election in the legislature. The recount law in Kentucky, one, there's no mandatory recount, and then two, the law that stipulates how a recount would actually proceed excludes the governor's race. And so it doesn't actually apply to gubernatorial elections.
The last contested one we had in Kentucky by way of the governor was Goebel, who was assassinated a couple of days after being declared the winner.
Yeah, in 1899. So you can see how often this occurs.
The governor does enjoy the fact that there are supermajorities in both the House and the Senate at present time.
Yeah, and so this is, a question of almost as much law as it is politics. If it were to get to this point where the governor decides to actually contest the election, it would first go before a committee of the legislature that would include 8 members from the House and 3 members from the Senate that are selected randomly. And then that committee of 11 would take evidence and hear arguments and ultimately issue a report to the full General Assembly for it to consider. If there is no evidence of any sorts of voting irregularities or anything that would really call the election into question, then I think it would be very surprising for even members of his own party to throw the election his way without any evidence whatsoever. And it would be really concerning for our democracy, again, assuming that he doesn't actually produce evidence of any problems.
So step one is ask for a re-canvass and then possibly a recount, but then he has to go through the courts to get that, correct?
Well, so actually, no. And this is something that was a little bit confusing under Kentucky law, but my closer reading of the statute now suggests that the recount provision doesn't actually even apply to the governor, or to the election for the governor. So there's actually no recount possibility under Kentucky law for gubernatorial elections.
All right, that is the first time that I heard that. So that's big news right there.
Yeah, well, and I actually had made a mistake previously, and I was saying publicly that the recount would be the next step. And then a further look at the statute and more careful read, because there's some cross-references going on, actually suggests that the recount law does not apply to gubernatorial elections. So really the only two things that are possible are a re-canvass or an election contest in the legislature. Now, I suppose a third possibility is a lawsuit in federal court raising some sort of federal issue about the way in which the election was run. But again, you need some sort of evidence that voters were treated unfairly to be able to proceed on that basis.
In the interim, there could be an effort by some in the governor's party to say, don't put the state through this. The odds of you finding 5,000 votes to overturn this election are slim to none.
That's right. I mean, I think, and that's true. We look at, recanvasses in the past, they've only changed vote totals by a very few numbers. Even recounts in other states never change vote totals by 5,000, maybe a couple hundred here or there, but I've never seen an election that would change by that many. So while in some ways, a differential of 5,000 out of 1.4 million cast, it seems pretty small, in other ways, it's actually pretty large when it comes to the likelihood of post-election procedures actually changing the result.
All right. Joshua Douglas, we thank you very much for your time, and I'm sure it's going to be quite busy for you in the next coming days and weeks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.